The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 6th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Grocery store workers in the Twin Cities area say they've made plenty of sacrifices in the past few years, but claim leadership at a regional chain isn't giving them their due.
On Friday and Saturday, Cub workers at more than 30 metro area stores will walk the picket line. They're represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 663, which is negotiating a new contract with Cub. Higher wages are a key issue, along with some working conditions. Chris Foslian, a deli lead at a local Cub store, says they're still reminded of the challenges of being on the front lines during the pandemic.
Some of us couldn't partake in any type of holiday thing or birthdays because we're scared that we're going to get our family sick. And that was a big wear on people.
Cub's parent company, United Natural Food, says it has proposed historic wage increases and agreed to ongoing union health and pension plans on terms requested by the union. It adds it has contingency plans to ensure the continued availability of products and services if there's a walkout. I'm Mike Moen.
And while some laws in Nevada, including SB 68, aim to increase supportive housing for those with behavioral, mental, and physical disabilities, others say the proposals simply don't go far enough when it comes to accessible housing.
Ace Patrick is a member of the disability community in Nevada and says they know firsthand the struggle of having to look for housing. Patrick says not only does more need to be done to get at the root of the problem, which many with disabilities face, but lawmakers need to do better in listening to their disabled constituents who have unique challenges.
I really do believe we need to do more cooperative living here. I think we're kind of missing a mark on that. We need more intentional community housing. We need multi-generational housing. We need housing where you've got people of all incomes.
Patrick says Betty's Village in Las Vegas, an independent living community for adults with disabilities, is a model for what housing should look like for all disabled Nevadans across the state. They say the establishment is compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Now from CNN, you might conclude that Mother Nature is not happy. A destructive storm system has spawned at least 11 tornado reports. It killed 5 people in Missouri and now threatens millions more from Arkansas to Michigan. That from CNN. Across the central U.S., more than 5 million people were under tornado watches Wednesday, including some in states ravaged by last week's tornadoes and storms that left 32 people dead. CNN says at least 5 people were killed when a possible tornado struck in Bollinger County, Missouri. This is Public News Service. A nonprofit Indiana group is raising money to purchase 3D printers to build about 2,000 affordable houses. Circle of Indy says it's been working on the idea for about 3 years, at a time when housing is in short supply and costs remain out of reach for many Hoosiers. The group says 3D housing is 70% cheaper to build than traditional homes. James Wilson is CEO of Circle Up Indy.
We created opportunities for individuals 15 and older, veterans, criminal history, and ones with disabilities. And the reason why we did so is filling the gap to minimize the constant disparities individuals go through. The goal was not to hear and say we can't get ahead, but put them in a position where they say we're going to get ahead.
So far, the group has raised about $65,000 of its goal. And people who work at nursing homes and as in-home caregivers rallied at the Washington State Capitol in Olympia on Wednesday in support of budget proposals that would raise their wages. More on that from Eric Teganoff.
The Washington House and Senate fully fund long-term care in their proposed budgets for 2023 to 2025. The proposals would raise starting wages for in-home caregivers to $21 per hour and more than $25 for more experienced caregivers. Shelley Hughes is a certified nursing aide at a nursing home in Bellingham, who says increased pay is critical for workers.
None of us are doing this job to get rich. We do it because we have big hearts and we know that no one else is going to do it. But have you seen the price of eggs, or the price of gas, the price of rent? There are people who want to do this work and end up leaving because they literally can't feed their families.
More than 200 caregivers gathered at the Capitol on Wednesday. They celebrated the proposed support from lawmakers, but also called for them to reform the state's tax policy. A 2018 study found Washington had the most regressive tax system in the country, meaning lower-income residents pay a much larger portion of their wages in taxes than wealthy Washingtonians.
Finally, a new report sets ambitious targets for protecting natural landscapes for development. Eric Gladys has more.
As Colorado faces mounting challenges associated with a changing climate, record-breaking wildfires, extreme drought, and dwindling water supplies, the loss of habitat for native plants and animals, a new roadmap aims to help secure the state's most critical natural resources by doubling the footprint of conserved lands over the next 10 years. Linda LaDove with the group Keep It Colorado says people who have lived in the area for centuries, along with recent transplants, share a lot of the same values about the place they call home.
The wide open scenic vistas, the strong agricultural heritage and way of life, the outdoor recreation economy, the wildlife here. This plan is really about finding ways to protect those things.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.